Subject, my boyfriend wants me to terminate the pregnancy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am 22 years old and recently found out I was pregnant. My boyfriend, age 26, wasn't that surprised in the beginning. He suggested a termination early on, but I made it clear that was not what I wanted. His words were, "I support you with whatever decision you make." He has recently gotten a great job in another city. At first, he was all for me moving with him and us being a family. Well, now, a month later, things have turned for the worse. He's literally trying to force me to terminate the pregnancy. He has been mean and rude to me for no reason at all. Even his mother asked me why I am keeping the baby. He has stated that he does not want me to move with him and he just isn't ready for a child. He makes good money. I'm a nurse and I also make good money. Since he has been so back and forth, I've decided to move closer to my mother to have the help and support that I'm going to need. Mind you, I turned down a nursing program to obtain my bachelor's degree in nursing, thinking that he and I were going to move forward together in another city. I'm lost about what I should do. Should I just leave him out of the picture altogether and move on with my life, or stick around for him to be a part of our child's life? This is what I say to you, young lady of 22. I say don't base what you're going to have to do with your life on what you would like this man to do. I mean, he's been very honest with you. Yes, he's been back and forth, but he has been honest with you in saying that, you know, he wants you to terminate the pregnancy and he does not want the baby. He's told you that. So now you're going to have to start thinking of yourself as a single parent to be. Without him in the picture, will he come around later? Maybe, but you can't bank on that right now. You have to deal with what is right now. His behavior has shown you that you and the baby are not his priority. You have no time to waste. You have made this decision to keep the baby, and you need to get things in place for that. You need to prepare for your baby. It's good that you have made the decision. I applaud you for making this decision to move closer to your mom so she can help you and support you with the baby. You are a nurse. You say you make good money. And you'll need that because babies do cost. So if I were you at this moment, I would get into that nursing program at some point. You know, keep your goals. And then after the baby is born, take care of the baby and eventually go after him for child support if he hasn't come around or doesn't come around. But right now, you got to think that he's not a part of this whole scenario. It's just going to be you, that baby, and your mom. You're a single parent now when the baby comes. Steve?
Well, me personally, I don't think child support has anything to do. I understand what you're saying in terms of you have to later on after him. But I don't even think it'll be a go after him situation. There is no doubt about it that this is his child. Mm-hmm. So that's not in the letter. So having to go after him may not be a necessary thing. But Shirley pointed out something. I want to reiterate this. The man told you in the very beginning that this was not in the cards. Nowhere in your boyfriend-girlfriend relationship had you all discussed having a child before y'all got married. Nor do I see in this letter any discussion of getting married. Now, when you told him that you were pregnant, he suggested an abortion early on. But I made it clear that that's not what I wanted. And you, as the woman, have every right to want what you want. Now, his words were, "I support you with whatever decision you make." Now, this is very key. I want you to listen to me. "I support you with whatever decision you make." He's recently gotten a great job in another city, and at first, he was all for me moving with him and us being a family. Well, a month later, things turned for the worse, and he's literally trying to force me to terminate the pregnancy. He's been mean and rude to me. Whoa. Listen to what this man said. He said, "I support you with whatever decision you make." He did not say, and this, you ladies, don't get mad. Just listen to me. He didn't say, "I would be supportive of you and be there for you." See, now you all gonna say, "Well, what you think support mean?" That ain't what he said, though. See, that then we getting back in he said, she heard. See, that's always the communication problem between men and women. Nowhere in here do I see back and forth with this man right here. Now, you say he got this good job, and then he's talking about he got this good job. Let me see what that is. Okay. He has recently gotten a great job in another city, and at first he was all for me moving with him and us being a family. Well, a month later, things have turned for the worse. He's literally trying to force me to terminate the pregnancy. He has been mean and rude to me for no reason at all. Even his mother asked me why I'm keeping the baby. Well, you know, first of all, the dude is angry. He's angry that his and your plans have been altered because the baby wasn't discussed.
Testing.
So this being rude and mean to you is coming
from the
anger side of the plans being altered, or him having the feeling that all of a sudden this new responsibility of being a parent is being put upon him, when he's thinking, if you have a divorce, an abortion, we ain't got to go through this because I'm not ready for a child. Now,
you heard yourself.
I'm not here to argue abortion. I'm not here to argue a woman's rights. I'm just merely going over the letter and what's in it and trying to give you what he said to you and what he meant to you so you can make your decision from here. When we come back, I'll tell you what your decision merely is, but I want you to have information based on what he really saying to you. That's what I'm saying, okay? You're 22. I'm just trying to tell you where he coming from so you can know that and kill this conversation about no back and forth, because there ain't no back and forth in this letter. I got to tell you that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.